Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
about 90%.
Southern border, right? Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, podcast, a place where money meets politics. And we got a lot of stuff in front of us today. We're just going to jump right into it. Glenn, we'll never get to all this stuff. I have no idea where to start.
We'll move quick.
We've got some articles on how useless masks are. Been saying it for a long time. That's the last prediction that will come true. We have nailed the entire COVID crisis. And by the way, thank you. A bunch of folks have seen some of our team members out in the community. Actually, somebody grabbed a Joe at the Buffalo Zoo earlier this week. He was wearing a Financial Guy shirt and said, thank you, and tell the guys thank you for everything they're doing. And that does mean a ton to us.
It really does.
We have been spot on. I'm not patting ourselves on the back, because this whole thing has sucked. I mean, the economic damage that the Democrats have caused and done is just unprecedented, and it's sickening, but we've been spot on. And I will tell you this, the final dot to the I will be that the masks will end up causing more harm than good. You're just crushing immune systems. You're telling kids to sit in a school all day with a mask when that's how kids actually develop an immune system, is by touching stuff and breathing in stuff. And so that'll be the final one. That'll be 2-3 years out where we'll realize all these kids have respiratory problems and we won't be able to figure out why, right?
Right. Well, they won't tell you why. They'll just come up with something else. Oh, we've got this now.
Yeah.
You know, there was a disease that came into this country a couple years ago that was pretty devastating to children. If you recall, it was we don't know what it was even to this day, but it caused paralysis, almost polio-like illness, and it mainly affected young children. They suspected that it was coming from El Salvador, from the southern border. And not only did we not shut down schools, not only did we not shut down daycares, not only did we not take these crazy precautions with elementary schools and whatnot, we couldn't even shut down the border, folks.
That's right.
So when Democrats scream in your face and say, it's for my safety, not yours,
right,
I want you to remember all the different things over the years that we had issues with that we did nothing about. And look at folks, we're not saying that COVID is fake. Certainly it's real. We had two out of three of our Rons in the office. Their fathers both got COVID. One of the Ron's fathers is still, having lingering effects. Now, again, he's 70 plus years old. He has other health conditions, right? This seems to be the case. In Britain, for example, they have, a few thousand deaths in the entire Britain. When you look at the CDC numbers, our CDC numbers, and you translate those to Britain, that translates to about 100 deaths in the entire country due to only COVID, okay? To put that into context for you, over the last 12 months, there was 350 deaths in Britain, average age of 41, from suicide.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the COVID death, the average age of the COVID deaths, of the 100 people that died with no other pre-existing conditions or no other comorbidities, their average age was like 78 or 80 or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, when you look at these numbers,
they're looking at COVID in a box, as we've been
saying,
right?
Exactly.
So there's COVID in a box from suicide. There's,
right.
There's COVID in a box just in Erie County. Drug overdoses are up 42%.
Right.
COVID in a box, right?
Right.
The COVID in a box, though, the ultimate COVID in a box will be destroying these children's immune system.
Well, think about the drugs.
By putting a mask on them and saying, you're going to build a healthy immune system. We're just going to hide from everything. That's just not going to happen.
Well, think about the drug epidemic we have in this country. We have an absolute epidemic when it comes to our drug abuse in this country with opioids and heroin, okay? Thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands, if not over 100,000, I don't know the exact numbers, but it's a huge number of people that die every year from drug overdoses. Again, I know, Glenn, but you can't give it to other people. I know, but you can kill other people by getting in car accidents and doing crazy things. And that does happen, folks.
Right.
So don't tell me.
Well, if we're worried about body count, which it seems like what the Democrats are worried about, right? They're worried about body count. They're worried about, well, how many people are you going to kill? Well, then I think it's fair to say that you're killing some. If drug overdoses are up 42%,
right?
Well, why don't we count those people?
Exactly. Right? Well, we're counting them as COVID.
What, those lives don't matter?
Yeah. No, we're counting them as COVID.
We're
counting them. We're counting that's not different. But the thing, my point though, Mike, is hold on. My point is that if we could very simply, devote the money to shut down the southern border, 95% of the drugs coming into this country, heroin and fentanyl, are coming from the southern border.
Well, they don't care.
We could say, and again, it's not affecting 70-plus-year-olds. Like, let's be honest here.
Yeah, they're not
COVID.
They're not doing heroin,
right? COVID, for the most part, was a senior killer. Right? Yeah. COVID went after those 70 plus.
It was a tough. It was a tough flu
very
virus,
yep.
which we handled so inappropriately.
Right.
The children should have burned this out. By the way, we had an awesome opportunity. And I know I'm going to get some hate mail on this, but this is the truth. I know these lights get hot. Awesome opportunity to burn this thing out fast because
Sweden did it.
It really had a 0% chance of killing children. Right, with the best of immune systems, right?
Right.
So the way faster than the flu, let's say the year before and the year before, which we burned out through children, right? And by the way, for those of you who say, how could you say that? I wanted my child to get it, right? Here's why. Because they had a 0% chance of dying, and I want their immune system to be strong. Right. When COVID-37 comes around, when COVID-87 comes around, and my daughters are 90 years old, I'm hoping they can fight it off, right? If we think we're going to hide these children, they're not going to be able to fight it off. So I all the time said to my children, you get that damn mask off. I can't stand it. It's just ridiculous. And I want you to have a healthy immune system. Disgusting. By the way, here's some studies, by the way, that show how useless masks are. Okay. This is Ritter, 1975. These are doctors, by the way. We'll post this again.
Heretics, Mike.
Yeah.
Heretics.
If you
disagree with them, they're heretics.
Yeah.
Now, talking about this, they will take this off of YouTube.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
By just talking about other doctors or other studies, these are actual medical studies.
Should I read this?
Yeah, I would read it.
Okay.
Yeah, just with the medical study, they will take this off of YouTube. So if you're listening to this on the podcast,
We've got to get a conservative right-wing social media platform that just conservatives go on. Found the wearing of a surgical 1975, this study found the wearing of a surgical face mask had no effect upon the overall operating room environmental contamination, right? Harry and Wiley in 1988 applied human microspheres to the interior of surgical mask in 20 operations. At the end of each operation, wound washings were examined under the microscope. Particle contamination of the wound was demonstrated in all experiments. So let's see here.
Long story short, we did all these different studies throughout the years. 2014, 2010. 82, 81, 85. All these studies show the same
89,
thing.
89, 91. Study of general surgical team wore no mask. This is a good one. No mask in half of their surgeries. So they wore no mask in half of their surgeries for 2 years. Mm-hmm. After 1,537 operations performed with masks, the wound infection rate was 4.7, while after 1,551 operations performed without masks, the wound infection rate was only 3.5.
Right.
So it was actually healthier to not wear a mask in surgery than it was. That's 1991, right?
Right.
Skinner and Sutton, 2001, 2001, 2001, 2009 study. The list goes on and on.
Well, on top of that, the CDC, and we talked about this, a couple months ago now, the CDC did their own studies, right? Or not their own study, but what the CDC did is they studied the studies, right?
Yeah.
So the CDC went out and said, let's search all the databases throughout the world. They searched four major databases, medical databases, in every language on the planet. And they found, I think it was either 9 or 11 studies related to the wearing of masks. What they found was, in not a single study did it show that masks were effective. In the most famous of studies, I think in the biggest study that they found, was one where they studied the Hajj pilgrimage and people living in tents. And what they did is they put certain COVID – it was actually a blind medical study with placebos and things like that, as it should be. They had some tents with people with flu and some without, and then they did the – and what they showed and what they found was there was really no difference.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly, what they did find was the power of the mind is amazing.
Wow.
What they did find is that the people that thought they were sick was higher in the tents with people that had the flu.
Huh.
However – when they actually did the tests of those people, they found that they were not with flu at all.
Wow. Herd mentality, man.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly right. Amazing. This is a key piece of this, though, Mike,
that
I want to read. This is huge, though.
Yep.
Schools in China are now prohibiting students from wearing masks while exercising. Why? Because it was killing them. It was depriving them of oxygen. It was killing them. At least 3 children died in the physical education classes, 2 of them while running on their school's track while wearing a mask. A 26-year-old suffered a collapsed lung after running 2.5 miles while wearing a mask.
So when does that happen? happen, by the way, in the U.S., right? That, but when does that happen in the U.S.?
When kids go to gym class with their mask on,
that's
what happens.
They're running through the hallway, right? So this we're doing all this asinine stuff over a 0% chance of dying, a 0% chance. There was two other good ones in there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's study after study.
It's,
right?
I mean, it's a whole bunch.
Yeah.
14, 11, 10. I mean,
investigated the necessity of scrubs, mask, and head coverings in the operating room and concluded that there is no evidence that these measures reduce the prevalence of surgical site infection.
Okay, so, by the way,
this is list after list. We'll post this again. I couldn't find one that said masks were actually...
No, I haven't either. I have searched.
A real study. Now, I've got opinions on it, but no real study.
No, no, right? I've heard conjecture like, wow, this hairdresser in Minneapolis did 100 hairs while infected and nobody got... That's not a medical study.
Yeah.
What the CDC looked at was actual medical studies. So blind-controlled trials, things like that, where you have a controlled environment, you have a placebo. And again, out of the 9 or the 11 studies they found, it's right on their website, they did not come to the conclusion that masks were effective. Now, why are we saying this? Well, we're saying this not because I'm advocating not wear masks or to wear masks. I could really care less what you do with your life. What my problem is where we're heading as a society when we are now attacking each other because somebody is not wearing a mask. The Democrats have done more to divide this country in the last 12 years, I would say. It starts with Barack Obama, right? The 9-11, sadly, we're going to be a couple days we have 9-11 here. Today's Tuesday. What's today, 7th or 8th? Right, it's the 8th today. So Friday is 9-11. And sadly, we will commemorate the loss of 3,000 people in this country. And, you know, we were very together as a nation at that point. We got together as a country and had a common enemy, which was, is a radical.
Taliban.
Yeah, Taliban and radical Islam. And it only took about 2 years, 3 years after that, because guess what? It was President Bush's reelection.
Yep.
And the Democrats didn't care. Now you got John Kerry out there, the very French Don John Kerry, right? Dividing the country and spitting on soldiers as he was throwing his medals over the White House fence, right? So that started to divide in the country. I think Bush kept it together pretty well, and then enters Obama.
Yeah.
And I would ask you again, for those folks that say, wow, this is all Trump's fault, Trump's inciting violence, when did Antifa start?
Yeah.
Did that start under Trump or did that start under Obama? When did Black Lives Matter start? Did that start under Trump or did that start under Obama? Who said the police officers in Massachusetts acted stupidly?
Yeah.
Who said and fomented the hands up, don't shoot Michael Brown? You took a very well-respected police officer and you destroyed his life and his career because of a lie.
Because
he was attacked by a two-bit thug.
Of a lie.
Now,
and by the way, that was the fire that started this.
It absolutely was.
Fire that started this. Right?
The Congress going down to the floor of the Hall of Congress with their hands up, don't shoot, when it was totally false, with totally fake.
With the Democrats' track record of continuing to back criminal after criminal after criminal after criminal, right? We were talking before the show, before the podcast, about Kamala Harris backing the rapist.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. She came out and said, honest to God, you cannot make this stuff up, folks.
So
she came out and said, I am proud of him.
Right.
You're proud of him.
Proud of a rapist. Can you imagine the victim? Can you imagine the victim's family?
Honest to God.
If I'm the dad, how disgusted am I that a potential vice president is saying, hey, what a great man this rapist is. I mean, what are these Democrats thinking? There is a clear divide right now. And by the way, I do believe, again, we've said this for week after week after week, Trump wins 49 states if they don't cheat.
That's right.
If they don't cheat, right?
Right.
There was an article six Democratic mayors in Minnesota endorsed Trump. So if there was never
boat parades for Obama.
Yeah.
There was never people lining the streets for Obama.
But think
there was never
this.
People waiting out for 3 days in a rally for Obama.
Think about this, Glenn. We are in a Democrat city, Buffalo, New York, right?
Yep.
There's not a chance in hell that Byron Brown comes out and votes or supports
Donald
Trump.
No way.
Right?
No way.
But when you have six Democrat mayors endorsing Donald Trump, there's a problem with the Democrat Party, right?
It is
a dumpster fire right now.
Yes,
now,
it is.
Can the dumpster fire win? I'll tell you what. I don't put anything past them.
I don't think so.
Well, here's what
the only way they win.
Here's the plan.
Let me lay out the plan.
Here's what they're good at, though. They're good. They don't go to work. They don't encourage anybody to go to work.
No.
They encourage you to go vote. They encourage you to figure out ways to steal the election, right?
Right.
That's what they're focused on, right? They're focused on how do they take money out of your pocket, my pocket, her pocket, everybody else's pocket, and then how do we steal the election, right? That's all they're focused on.
Yeah.
They're they've got a tunnel vision when it comes to some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll say they do community organize. They do that well, right?
Yep.
Like, not a chance in hell do they win an up, you know.
No. I don't think these people are coming out to vote unless they can collect their ballots. So the only way that they're winning is if they collect the ballots.
Yeah, and who counts the ballots, right?
Right.
Let me lay out the strategy. Republican ballot, garbage. Republican ballot, garbage.
That's
you
right.
know where the Republicans live, right? I'm in Elma, by the way. You know, Elma, yep. Marilla
and
area,
I'm in Alden, right?
You're in Alden, right?
Yep.
Okay. Are those mainly Republican areas?
Yep.
So do we throw all the ballots out? Probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's why you got to go. You got to go in person to vote.
Do we think that's to. Here? My favorite, though, by the way, is East Aurora. It's pretty liberal.
Yeah.
And that's where the Black Lives Matters are going to destroy.
Of course. I know. They destroy, right? I don't know why they destroy their own towns. Right? Let me lay out the plan though for the Democrats. Here's the Democrat.
The one
plan.
Suburban town that actually supports
them. I know.
That's
I don't
the
care.
One they go and smash.
But they're dumber than dirt. I mean,
no,
that's
they
the
really
problem
are
with
dumber
these people.
Than dirt.
I mean, we're at peak stupid here. I mean, honest to God. Let me lay out the Democrat plan though when it comes to this election. Here's the plan. And Facebook let it leak last week accidentally, okay? Facebook said, we are going to take down any posts that try to call the election for President Trump before all of the mail-in ballots are counted, right? So what the plan is, folks, is, well, we can't call it on election night, which is going to be a disaster for the stock market, by the way.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, if you're nervous about the election, don't be nervous about who wins.
Yeah.
Be nervous about no winner.
How fair it is,
because
right?
that, well, be worried about no winner, because that's what's going to hurt the
we've
market.
We've always had a peaceful transfer of power, right?
That's right.
Even under Obama, the Bushes welcomed him in.
Yep.
Maybe a little too much. I mean, the Bushes seem to be
way too much
buddy-buddy with them now, but
welcomed
them in, spent time with them, and said, look, we might not agree with your policies, but you won. You won fair and square.
There you go.
And
here's
you
the
go,
keys.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. So no, that not, didn't happen in this case. In this case,
that's dangerous.
Not only
that's
did it not happen in this case, what happened in this case was they actually went to undermine President Trump. But I won't get into that because that's a whole diversion. Let me talk about how they win the election here. What their plan is, what the Democrat game plan is pressure all the media outlets not to declare a winner on election night. Okay. Their plan is to keep counting these ballots until they have enough ballots to make it close enough.
Keep finding Yugos.
That's right. They're going to keep finding ballots, Mike. They're going to keep finding ballots.
Look at this VW van we found.
They're going to keep, you know, there's going to be certain states like Florida and, you know, Texas that are going to be clearly winning, you know, winners for Trump. They're going to try to report that. The Democrats are going to sue in these states so that they can't, you know, close out the electoral college and assign those electoral votes to President Trump. Okay, if they can tie this thing up long enough in court, they're going to miss some key deadlines. The Electoral College in December has a deadline where they have to declare a winner. If that doesn't happen, then Nancy Pelosi and the Congress gets to take over. Right? If Nancy Pelosi right now has the Congress, now you say, well, Glenn, what if Congress flips? Nancy Pelosi doesn't have to seat the new Congress, right? She could very simply seize power, literally, okay? Now, for those of you who say, Glenn, you're crazy.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Let me explain what happened in Venezuela, because they elected Hugo Chavez in a semi-fair election, I would say probably about as fair as our elections. What is the very first thing Hugo Chavez did? Well, he suspended the legislature and basically seized power for himself, okay? I'm not saying that Nancy Pelosi is going to do that.
How about this?
Saying they're going to seize the election to hand it to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This is nothing short of a coup, Mike.
Glenn,
that's what this is.
Glenn, who's the biggest hero in the Democrat Party right now?
Whichever criminal was killed last. I'm sorry. Was that wrong? Is that wrong?
I meant actual elected official. I would argue.
I was going to say Jacob Blake.
I would argue it's Andrew Cuomo. Right?
Oh, for sure.
So you just talked about Venezuela.
Andrew Cuomo just threatened the president, by the way.
But you just talked about Venezuela seizing power. Isn't that what Andrew Cuomo did?
Yes, he did. Exactly. That's exactly what he did. Yes, that's right.
So for those
exactly
you,
what he
for
did.
Those of you that say, oh, that can't happen. Well, fly to New York and figure out what's going on there.
Actually, that, Mike, is probably about the best analogy, because that's exactly what Cuomo did, right?
Yeah.
Instead of replacing the legislature, though, the legislature gladly signed the bill, handed him unlimited executive authority.
Here you go. He's so smart. He's smarter than I am.
That's right. So now Governor Cuomo is essentially making laws and has no legislature. A constitution.
Nope. And they're all happy about it. Yay. Good job, Andrew.
The state constitution requires that the legislature makes the laws, as does the federal constitution. Same thing.
And so as the Democrats go,
they have usurped that.
What do they do? Well, they take away your freedoms, right? And by taking away your freedoms, what do we have? We have more violence.
That's right.
We have more drug overdoses. We have a shittier economy, right? We have 13,000 vacant apartment buildings. By the way, I called this, and you did too, months ago. I said to people, hey, New York State's a total disaster, but there will be some winners. And I said, you know what? Buffalo might be one of those winners. I'm talking to my buddy Todd over the weekend. You know what he told me, Mike? He goes, the real estate market is on fire here. I said, really? Yeah. What's going on? He goes, I don't know why, but I've sold 4 homes to people relocating from New York City. No kidding. Yeah. No kidding. Who said that might happen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did 4 months ago.
It's not going to last, though, because what's happening is people are going from New York to Buffalo to Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buffalo.
Yeah, but you might have pockets of success. There's no doubt about it. That's what happens with socialism.
Well, the suburbs, it'll burn out the city. The suburbs will be fine.
That's right.
East Aurora is going to be fine. Almost going to be fine.
Hamptons will be fine. Long Island will be okay.
That's right. Manhattan's a disaster.
People will stay there. Their families are there. Friends are there. They'll pay the premium and they'll suck it up. Not wanting to, but they'll say, well, okay. But that's absolutely right. The overall pie will shrink. The overall pie will suck, but there'll still be pockets of success along the way.
You know, sadly, one of the things that, and I want to circle back to Kamala Harris in a second and talk about, you know, some of the things, the people that the Democrats are supporting, right? This is a convicted rapist that she said, I'm proud of him, right? You know, some of the others,
George Floyd.
Rittenhouse, right? Rittenhouse is a kid that shot a couple of people. The Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the Democrat Party came out and said, oh, those protesters were heroes. They were both convicted rapists. One is a pedophile who raped 6 kids.
Could you imagine that?
6 kids. And the Democrats are calling him and hailing him as a hero while they demonize Rittenhouse. And by the way, you would think that CNN and MSNBC and all these clowns would have learned their lesson after that. What's his name? Sued the crap out of him, right? The Covington kid.
The Covington kid
sued the Washington and won. CNN settled with this kid for undisclosed amount.
It's the only way they make money.
$100 million that this CNN kid, Covington kid, got, right? And yet they're back out there again with Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
Lynn Wood is the attorney, by the way, and Lynn Wood has now picked up Rittenhouse as a client. He's also picked up somebody else as a client, and I know who it is. Mike Lindell. Mm. Mike Lindell was trashed on CNN, totally falsely, right? Slandered beyond belief, and now Lynn Wood is taking on his case too.
Good.
So CNN, Mike, as if the $100 million, I hope they go out of business.
But
if the $100 million you already paid wasn't enough, wouldn't you learn your lesson?
How do they survive?
Not to slander people?
How do they survive? Who buys their commercials?
I tell you.
We advertise on TV. I will never
give
them a penny. You'll never give. We will never as a team give them a penny.
Well, that's a good question, actually. We should go on to CNN and see who advertises and just out them, right?
Yeah.
Here's the people
That's what they do to us. I get emails all the time from, I don't know if you get them too, but Bob Lounsbury, great.
Bob's great. We're filling in for him, by the way.
Yeah, there must have been over the last 2 years, I've gotten 10 different emails from people that says, please do not advertise in a show. We don't advertise in a show. But every time I do that, I write them back and say, I don't advertise in a show, but now I'm thinking about it. Shame on you.
Right.
I can't stand The View, but I'm not writing the station saying, please get rid of them.
It's a joke.
I just don't watch them. Like you liberals are disgusting. You want to smash and destroy everything. Go to work. Go get a job.
The sad thing is, instead of putting people up like Dr. Carson, who was the first surgeon to separate conjoined twins, right? I forgot he was the first one to do that.
That's a big deal.
He's made unbelievable medical strides for a person who grew up in a single family household.
Yeah.
Mom kicked out his dad when he was 8 years old because he had multiple families. He was a baby mama dad, right? His mom cared and raised him. Why don't we put Dr. Carson up on a pedestal?
We
put George Floyd on a pedestal, right? Drug user, a criminal.
I would think, you want to talk about a success story, right? Where you come out and can
literally... There's a ton of those. We have a ton of those success stories.
I hope, and this is going to be a big turning point. I hope, and I believe this, you're starting to see the black community starting to step out of the Democrat boundaries, right?
For sure.
And say enough is enough.
No doubt.
And specifically, young black women.
I just find it
amazing. Stepping up
though.
In a leadership position to say enough is enough.
Like Candace Owens, she's phenomenal.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of them now
that are running
on that platform to say, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Even in Buffalo, we interviewed somebody last week who's a gentleman. He's going up against Crystal Peoples. We haven't had a black candidate to go up against Crystal Peoples ever, right?
Yep.
Her success story is a total disaster. Her district's a mess, right?
Yep.
Finally, people are stepping up. I just hope they win. That's a big turning point if you can start to see
conservatives take over in a fair election without stuffing the ballot box and the lawsuits that the Democrats are going to attempt. Trump wins in a landslide. This is a 1984 Reagan Mondale. They said the same things back in 84 about Reagan.
By the way,
he can't win again. He's destroyed the economy, blah, 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 blah. But people in America knew what Reagan had done for them. People in America knew that Reagan loved America.
Working people.
And Americans.
Working people. Right.
Working people knew, yeah.
And
working
that's the key. We've always talked about the tilting point in the economy, right? 51, 49. You start to have more people taking than giving.
Yep.
And we're pretty close to
that,
right?
We are. We're 50-50.
That's the tipping point, folks. So the producers now, and by the way, we're talking about a civil war. The war is not black and white. The war is producers against takers, right?
Yes, it's pretty
that's
much.
The key. The war, people who want to sit at home in their Antifa outfit in mom's basement against the people who go, wait a minute, I want police officers protecting me. I want to go get an education. I want to go to trade school. I want to be something better for my family.
And to that point, Mike, when you see the Trump support rallies across the street from the Black Lives Matter rallies, there are more black folks on the Trump side than are on the Black Lives Matter side.
Black Lives Matter
side is made up of a handful, but then the rest of them are suburban, white, a lot of them women. These are the liberal kids that are – their parents are professors now, right? They've always got a trophy.
That's right.
They always succeeded in life. Nobody ever told them no until they went to get a job with a face tat.
Yeah.
And then the employer said, no, I'm not going to hire you. Yeah. No, you're not qualified for the job.
It wasn't their
fault. I don't like your attitude. No, I don't like your work ethic. No, I don't like the piercing in your eye or whatever it is, right? I don't like the cheek hole that you have or the neck tat, whatever, right? And suddenly now it's everybody else's and society's fault because they can't get ahead. And somehow they're the downtrodden, right? And so what they've done is they have usurped the Black Lives Matter movement as their own, right? We're oppressed. You're not oppressed. You live in East Amherst, oppressed.
That's right.
What are you talking about oppressed, right? Now, are there people oppressed in this world? Absolutely they are. Are there people oppressed in this country? You better believe they are. Wow. Now, let's start with the east side of Buffalo, where they don't have an education system that actually works.
Yeah.
I would call that quasi-oppression, right?
Who's holding
You're not educating these people. Who runs that? The school board is a president's a Democrat, Phil Rumor. The mayor's a Democrat. The entire school board's a Democrat. The only one who wasn't a Democrat was Carl Paladino. Oh, and by the way, they threw him off. Hey. Not by voting him off.
Tired and feathered.
Not by voting him off. They threw him off in a so basically what they did in that case was they said, we don't like the way voters voted, so we're going to remove them on our own.
Yeah.
That's what they did. They removed school board members. Sickening, right? But anyway.
But we continue to get the same results. Nothing changes.
Well, that's oppression. But you on the east side, you're not oppressed. Let's make no mistakes, right?
Yeah. But by the way, there's no other system. And all these Democrats who want to continue to shift to the left, no other system that has lifted people out of poverty faster than free market capitalism. And they're trying to destroy that. I mean, this was the beacon of hope, right? The last place where you could float in shark-infested water and get away from big government, right? And they're trying to destroy that every step of the way.
Let's take a very quick break, Mike, and then we'll come back and reset. Yeah. What I want to talk about when we come back is there's two lessons here that we're completely – well, one we know we talked about. The other no one's talked about and we have completely missed. And we haven't talked about it either, but I think today is the day we start to. And that is – well, I'll hold that thought. So don't turn the dial. This isn't a radio show.
Yeah, Mike
we realize you're just going to skip ahead anyways. So.
Right. Mike Lohman, Scott Michael. Need us throughout the week, folks. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all our information. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And any of our workshops. We do manage money for a living, so use our team as a resource. If you think like us, we'll be right back. All righty, Mike Lohman, Scott Legal, Financial Guys. I'm not going to say don't turn the dial. We were used to radio, and it's hard to break that habit after 28 years. Let's not age ourselves. We want to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about lab testing, and we've got a few fun articles. I don't know if they're fun. I have to mention this.
I guess they're frustrating. It's
frustrating.
Really. It's
San Francisco
crazy.
Government buildings keep gyms open.
How nice
crush
is that?
Private gym owners. So
you like
you've
that,
got
folks?
Nancy Pelosi out there getting her hair done as the salons have been crippled.
Yep.
You've got government employees still lifting weights and working out in their gym without a problem, but they've crushed private gym owners. I say this week after week, when are you gym owners, when are you restaurant owners all going to get together and say, screw you, enough is enough? And for those of you that say, well, it's not really a big deal to wear a mask, it is a big deal. You know what's a big deal? When I go to the gym, I'm not wearing a mask and dying on a treadmill. And it's going to kill somebody, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're lifting weights and you're actually lifting weights, like let's say you're working out with a trainer, it is impossible to have a mask on and breathe properly as you're lifting weights, right? It's going to hurt you. The whole point of going to a gym is to increase and build up your immune system, which, by the way, even Bill Maher agrees with. Bill Maher said this is absolutely asinine. He's right. Well, you're a little bit late, Bill, but...
Yeah, I tell you what. I mean, when you come to talk about the mask, so let's look at how ridiculous this is. Okay, let's assume that they work just for a second. Everybody who goes into the surgical room has a mask on. They've been scrubbed in. They're covered completely. Of course, they have somebody's body wide open in front of them. Right. I don't walk around like this.
Yeah.
Even with that,
the mask are showing that it's actually more harmful than good.
Right, it's ridiculous.
These are the studies. By the way, we're going to the beginning of the podcast. Yeah, we talked about that.
But, Mike, we're walking from a table. Right. We're walking from the check-in desk at the restaurant to your table.
Unless
with the
you're
mask
spit on.
On
somebody, I think it'd be fine.
And then you sit down and you – so I'm going to walk through a restaurant with a mask on in a whole restaurant full of people not wearing masks.
Yeah, and here's
and nobody sees the lunacy of this, the stupidity of this.
For those of you that say, well, that shouldn't be a big deal, here's what's a big deal.
It's stupid.
People go out to dinner for two reasons. One, they actually want to eat and they like the food. But I'll tell you, the bigger reason is for social, right? They go out and they want to hang out with their friends. When I go out, my wife and I very rarely go out to dinner together. We've got two daughters and we're always running to this and that, right? But usually somebody will say, hey, can you go out to dinner?
Yeah.
And what we like to do is meet them first.
Right.
We'll wait for our table. We'll have a drink, a few drinks, right? Hang out. Right. Now, you can't do that, right?
Right.
That's how restaurants make money. We need to go back to this. ASAP, right? By the way, we do have a lawsuit, and part of that lawsuit is the removal of masks. And not removal of masks. You want to wear a mask,
go for it.
Go on. If they work, you're fine. Right?
But that's liberalism. Liberalism is always about making other people bend to their will.
Right.
Right? It's not about what they do themselves. They don't ever lead by example. Mm-mm. Nancy Pelosi is not leading by example by going to a salon and getting her hair done.
All the government officials in San Francisco are not leading by example. No. They left their gyms open.
That's right.
Their gyms are open. They're fine. Their immune systems are fine.
Has there been a breakout of government workers? Are they all dying because they're going to the gym?
No, of course not, Glenn.
I mentioned before the break that there were two key lessons here that we need to focus on when it comes to COVID. And it's not necessarily wearing masks or not wearing masks. So there's two key lessons here that we need to learn, and we need to learn really quickly. Number one, we've already talked about a lot. You never, ever, ever shut down the economy.
Never.
Ever.
I don't care what happens.
I don't care if a nuclear bomb goes off in Kansas, okay?
Yep.
You know, all of these shortages, right? We have shortages of lumber. We have shortages of this.
Yeah.
We're just talking over the break about we order these green pads for soundproofing for our back studio. We have multiple studios in our office, and one of the studios has got some noise issues because it's right next to our server room that's got like a whole battery bank of things that keep things running in this place, right?
Yeah.
So we got to have some noise dampering stuff going on. We can't get them 2 months back order. Why? Because everything has been shut down.
Yeah.
We have a lumber shortage.
We got a car
lumber
shortage.
Prices.
We have a car shortage.
Everything has been shut down.
Do you see the price of used automobiles?
It's skyrocketing
now. You know why? Because we didn't make new ones over the last 3 months.
That's right.
Right?
Same thing with boats, everything, right?
Yeah.
So number one lesson is you never shut down the economy ever.
Ever.
I think we've probably learned that now.
No, I don't think Democrats have. Some places,
DeSantis in Florida, we played it on the radio show last week. He said it flat out. We are absolutely, positively not going back to lockdowns or shutdowns. They simply don't work. The evidence shows that, by the way, he just nailed it, man.
He did a great job. He has been so impressive throughout this whole crisis. And done a wonderful job of trying to balance both, right? There are a lot of people out there that are very nervous and scared.
Sure.
And he's saying, look, I'm going to do the mask thing, but we've got to get back to some kind of normal. You have morons like Andrew Cuomo and de Blasio in this state who they want to shut down until 2027. Right?
Well, de Blasio's talking about restaurants maybe going back to indoor dining, maybe.
Yeah. And by the way, we're at an infection rate in this state of
less
than 0.7%.
Yeah, less than
1%. 0.7%, 0.8%. That's the infection rate. That's not even people that are severely sick.
Right.
I mean, you can't measure the people who are severely sick anymore. But yet they're still paralyzing our economy and our lifestyle. Right.
It's about power and control.
Many of you sheep, and I continue to say this, continue to wear your mask and you do your good. I don't like Andrew Cuomo. Okay, then talk back. Step up.
I know.
As a business owner, step up.
We need to start forming these, just like these protesters are all – first of all, they're smashing in restaurants. That restaurant in Rochester, by the way, the clowns that own the restaurant came out and said, well, we only had some glassware broken, and really, we're okay with supporting the – we support the movement.
How much of a dumb do you have to
You didn't just have some glassware broken. But wait a second. You didn't just have some glassware broken. Your patrons were terrorized.
Right.
Your patrons were terrorized, and you supported the protesters over your patrons. How long do you think you're going to have patrons for?
How about we go out to lunch and sit right next to the glass window next time?
Right?
Not.
Right, exactly.
Not.
Craziness.
Not. But shame on you. I mean, are you kidding me? Your own private, you know, your own work, right? Your hard work, everything you've put into this restaurant, somebody smashing it, and you're going, well, I think I agree with them. They don't care, by the way. There's been picture after picture with I support Black Lives Matter as the store's on fire, right?
What we need to
They don't care. They're damaging their own neighborhoods.
Yeah.
What we need to do is step up as citizens and say, we're going to go down there. If you're going to hurt my neighborhood, I'm going to show up and protect it. Right?
That's right.
Some of you conservatives, you're there. You're in North Buffalo.
Well, where
step up.
Where were the Rochester police?
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to police officers. And I have a friend of mine who's a Wayne County
sheriff.
They're
scared to death.
Where are you, though?
Every time they step up, they're racist.
Well,
listen,
how about this? You follow the group along, right?
Yeah.
And then when they start harassing people, look, terrorism is defined by terrorizing people.
Right.
Terrorism is not necessarily, I'm going to blow you up.
Well,
terrorism is using intimidation tactics and fear to intimidate people in a way that gets you, you know, whatever your goal is across, right? What these people are doing when they're terrorizing people in restaurants, it's terrorism, folks. Don't tell me. But for you to support this stuff, these restaurants, what a clown. But anyway, let me get back to it. I digress.
One second, though. The riot police. Think about this, Glenn. The riot police in the city of Buffalo did just that, right?
Yes. And they got,
old man who tried to grab a police officer's, I don't know, his gun or whatever.
Doing.
He
yeah.
got knocked over, and they've destroyed those two lives of those two police officers, right? So unless the country is going to start to stand up and say, Blue Lives Matter, we need to support you, which is exactly what needs to happen, right?
Yep.
Trump's trying to do his best. By the way, the rest of you Republicans, get us
Where
some
are
stones.
You?
Where
what are you doing?
Where are you?
You got Rand Paul,
and
the Speaker of the and the House Minority Whip, and nobody else, and Trump, and nobody else. Right?
That's exactly right.
That's it.
That's exactly
it's
right. In this entire state, by the way, I think DiPietro is the only one I've heard.
That's
of.
It.
He's the only one I've heard of. Everybody else has been useless. Jeremy Jacobs, where are you?
Well, he's
where
campaigning.
Are you?
He's campaigning. He
campaigning.
Wants to be,
where
he wants,
are you?
He wants to be at the federal level.
Where
right?
are so. You watching the state? I mean, what is going to be left in Erie County, by the way, as far as businesses go?
Nobody.
Galleria Mall
That's
is going to turn into a crack.
Like I said, he might be a Republican. He's
mess.
Got his billions. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
The Democrats don't care if it's a pile of rubble
as long as they're the ones
in charge. They don't care.
Yep.
They don't care if it's a third world country as long as they run it.
Yep.
That's all they care about.
And by the way, they'll be fine.
Oh,
they'll
of course
be fine.
They will. Absolutely.
They'll be, Nancy Pelosi is not stopping to get her hair done. Trust me.
That's right.
She will be back in another salon in another week.
Yep.
She'll have her own private gin. Jim, everything is fine.
No, gin. You hit it right.
Yeah. Gin and gin.
No, you hit that right.
She'll have her own private
gin. No private gin, I guarantee you that. You nailed that one.
Her ice cream machine will be working just fine, right?
And she's got a whole private bar, I guarantee you that.
And by the way, the wealth, the gap between the rich and the poor will get bigger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. This is political. The tale of two recessions. As rich Americans get richer, the bottom half struggle, folks. When the Democrats say they're going to help the poor, the only thing they do is make them poorer. We know that. Look at California. It's turning into a freaking third world country. It literally is turning. They're out of power. They can only use their power one day every day. Venezuela is what it's turning into.
Look at this sign for a second. It's 2020, and black women are still asking for the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Let's talk about just the bare minimum for a second.
And this
I'm not
goes
looking
into
to
your
look
economy.
At, I am not looking to belittle anybody, and I'm not looking to say that you know, folks that are on the poverty level don't struggle. And we already talked about earlier in the show the fact that we don't give these folks an education in their communities. We have failing schools in these communities. That's where it starts. But let's talk about the poverty level in this country. If you're at, you know, in this country, you are at the poverty level, likely you still have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, again, there are really, really poor people that are living in the streets that have nothing. They're homeless, right? A lot of them have drug issues or mental problems. They need help. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about this lady.
How about that girl?
Who is very well put together.
I was just going to say that. She's got $500 into her hair.
She's got $500 into these braids in her hair, right? This one over here has got sunglasses on. But let's talk about what it means to
She's got a nicer mask than I do.
So what's the bare minimum? What exactly is a bare minimum?
Yeah.
We pay for your housing.
Yeah.
We pay for your food.
Right.
We pay for your medical.
Your iPhone.
We pay for your iPhones.
Your iPhone.
We now pay for your cable and your internet.
She has a custom.
What else? What else is bare minimum? Is a Mercedes a bare minimum? Is a yacht a bare minimum? How about a mansion on the water as your bare minimum?
Arrest.
Where? What's the line?
She's
Where's
got a custom shirt that says "Arrest the Cops."
Right.
Where'd
where,
she get that?
Where does
I,
it end?
I would think the bare minimum would be like, you know, hand me down clothes from
That's
some
right.
garbage can, right?
Which a lot of people actually in this country still deal with, right?
Yes.
But this is not the bare. You are not suffering the bare minimum. Right. I will say, one out of five kids in this country goes to bed hungry.
Yeah.
That's a problem that we need to solve. This lady is not suffering that problem.
I'll tell you
how you
solve that, by the way. And this is very, very easy. And you've said this a few times. It's through educating these kids, right?
Give them a chance.
Getting them off the street and educating them. There is a shortage of everything in this country when it comes to working.
Everything.
I don't care what it is. If you want to learn how to fix air conditioning units, which is not rocket science, I'm not saying please don't. If you're an air conditioner,
I know, but...
You and I both know that if we
everyone has different skills.
If you took, I could figure it out.
Yeah.
If I took away all your money and you took away all my money and we said, oh, there's a need to fix
it,
you and I would figure out how to fix
Absolutely.
Air conditioning units, right?
For sure.
We would be able to fix cars if we wanted to, all that stuff. There is a shortage of every single thing. Plumbers, electricians, hole diggers, pool, you know, you want to put in pools, whatever it is, right? If this lady got off her ass and educated herself on just one of those things instead of standing in the street saying, I want more than the bare minimum, within a day after getting her a degree in whatever it was, she'd find a job right away.
It's
right?
a joke. It really is. So when you talk about the tale of two recessions, I would ask you to challenge you with this. Where are people doing better? Well, Florida. Texas, right? It's not necessarily – the rich are getting richer, absolutely. But places in like Florida, places like Texas, places like Tennessee, places like Carolina, Georgia that reopened, they're winning.
Less government.
Less regulation.
Less handouts.
Right? You know, less shutdowns,
The maximum you can get in welfare in Florida is a little over $1,000 a month, right?
Yeah.
Compare that to New York State where you're at $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
That's right.
If you max it out.
That's right. Exactly. Right. Four to five times the amount. So the place where the people are not doing well, like as you know, the bottom half. Where are the bottom half suffering the most?
And who runs
those
cities?
Places like Chicago, places like New York, places like California, places where these people are not allowed to go to work because their factories have been shut down, folks. Their businesses have been shut down. You talk about it's only bars and restaurants. How many people do you think bars and restaurants employ? From dishwashers to servers to managers to all along the lines, right?
Yeah.
You have so to the vendors, the food suppliers, the whole chain of things. You know, you took away the opportunity for the people at the bottom half. You took away their jobs, folks.
Yep.
The Democrats did that. Governor DeSantis, Republican
of Florida,
he didn't do that.
They're still doing
it. De Blasio took those jobs away.
DeSantis is talking about getting into the final phase of reopening, which is getting rid of masks and going back
to
normal.
Right. Thank God.
Or you've got De Blasio going, I don't see that happening for another year or two.
That's right.
Okay.
Crazy.
What do we need? Negative COVID in the state
It's not. Let me get back to the lessons because I'm going to forget this and we're going to give this best of teas and we're never going to get to it. So lesson number one, you never shut down the economy. We have obviously learned that, I hope Republicans have. We talked about it enough. Here's the other lesson, though, that I don't think we've really talked about and nobody has talked about, and that is the experimentation of these viruses, okay? Don't tell me, and for anybody who echoes the Chinese Communist Party talking points that somebody ate a horseshoe bat in a wet market is preposterous.
They can't find the bat in the
They can't find the bat. They can't find the person that ate it.
Yeah.
They can't find any of this stuff. So there's absolutely false. The Chinese Communist Party put that out, and our mainstream media echoed it. Our mainstream media is echoing the Chinese Communist Party talking points. What really happened, folks, from all the data that we have seen is that the Wuhan lab, right in Wuhan, about a mile and a half from the wet market, right? Guess what they were experimenting on? Well, coronaviruses. Guess what they were experimenting with? Oh, horseshoe bats, right? So in all likelihood, now there's no verification of this yet. There will be. But in all likelihood, what happened is it jumped the lab, right? So somebody got infected.
Right.
Somebody had a breach. It could have been a little tear in their spacesuit, right? They got the coronavirus, not realizing it. They spread the infection. It jumped the lab. Guess what? Ebola jumped the lab in D.C. about 30 years ago in 1992, there's a whole book written about it. I talked about it here on the air. It's called The Hot Zone. I would strongly suggest you go read it. It's written by a person named Preston, okay, P-R-E-S-T-O-N. It's an incredible book that talks about it. But we're not talking about this. We back in January,
it's
folks.
A good job for an actual reporter. Remember those?
Yes, remember those?
Remember those
right.
that used to be around about 40, 50 years ago?
Yeah, right.
A reporter. This would right. be a great story to go look into, by
a
the way.
A lot of these viruses that we're looking at, folks, a lot of these viruses we've been hit with out of nowhere, SARS and these things, a lot of these things have come out yeah. of the lab.
They're
because
self-made.
We're doing testing on yeah. these things, right?
Yeah.
I don't, and again, I'm not saying that the Chinese government did this on purpose. I'm saying it, in likelihood, it was an accident, right?
Yeah.
But let me add to it, okay?
They certainly covered it up on purpose.
Let's talk about the connection between the Chinese Communist Party and our education universities and institutions in our country.
Which we're paying a record amount of money for, by the way.
That's right.
If there's any positive to this corona, and I've been talking about some of the positives over time, I'm hoping that parents say, I'm sick and tired of paying the money so you can corrupt my child.
Right? I hope so.
Looking at us, right? If a young guy or a girl wants to get into our business, do they go and get a general business management degree from some professor who's never owned a business?
Right.
Or do
right.
we start to set up yeah. real training that sends them through a CFP course, right? I mean, you think about it, a bright kid comes out of high school, goes right into CFP, starts to get his or her licenses,
yep.
right? Goes really for advanced training on specifically what they're going to do, and they don't get the degree from the university of
right.
whatever it is, right.
right? Well, it's like apprenticeship programs yeah. and for plumbers and yeah. electricians,
and that's
works
what
way better than
education.
Education.
I was just talking to a young kid I work out with, and he's out of Maryville, but we both have our own private She works out about six of us at a time. Young kid, he goes, Mike, I decided not to go to college. He goes, I'm going to get an apprenticeship I'm going to be an electrician. He goes, they paid me to do the apprenticeship. He goes, instead of paying for college,
right.
I'm getting paid
yep.
to train,
right.
and I have a job waiting for me.
And here's the best part. He's going to come out making about $100,000 a year.
He said 90 grand they've
right?
already
right?
offered. 90 grand.
Right? So
yeah.
While the kid who goes to school and gets three master's degrees in social work has a median average lifetime income of 50.
And lucky to get a job, right?
And lucky to get a job. Yeah. So this from Harvard, this from Reuters, by the way, back on January 28th of this year, 2020, January 28th, just 7 months ago. Here's the headline. U.S. charges target alleged Chinese spying at Harvard and Boston institutions. A Harvard University department chair and two Chinese nationals who were researchers at Boston University and Boston Hospital were charged on Tuesday with lying about their alleged links to the Chinese government. Let's see. The charges were part of an aggressive effort by U.S. authorities to block what they say are Chinese attempts to steal American scientific and technological advances. Now, on top of this, this guy, prosecutors charged Charles Lieber, chair of the Harvard University's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology, with lying about participating in China's Thousand Talents Plan, which aims to attract specialists working overseas. But on top of that, there's also ties with biological stuff that the Chinese were bussed with. Zen, who was arrested last month at Boston's Logan International Airport as he tried to leave the United States with 21 vials containing sensitive biological samples.
Unreal.
He planned to return to China and continue his research there, right?
Right, right.
What do you think he was taking? Now, on top of this, there have been other Chinese nationals charged in Canada.
Just a simple mistake, and we can't figure out how these viruses get. He's flying on a commercial jet.
By the way, this Harvard professor with vials of coronavirus.
Right?
Harvard professor was charged with some of the stuff. He has ties directly to that Wuhan lab.
Yeah.
You know who else has ties to that Wuhan lab? Dr. Fauci does.
Yes.
And his organization, right? All of these clowns. Bill Gates, right? Bill Gates, by the way, there's a polio outbreak going on right now in Africa. Did you know that? You didn't know that, did you? There's a polio outbreak going on in Africa. You know what's causing the polio outbreak? Bill Gates' polio vaccine.
Yeah.
That's what's causing it, right? Bill Gates somehow now is creating vaccines, right? This guy was
a tech hacker
is right. what this kid was. Ended up making it big, right? Huge, brilliant genius. Zero medical,
yeah.
zero degrees,
but yet,
right?
Yet
but we can listen to him. Everybody else,
like
the doctors who disagree,
yeah,
they're
right.
heretics.
I was just
right?
going to say, 600 doctors showed up in Washington,
right.
totally disagree with them. frontline COVID doctors,
right.
And we totally discredited them and said, you know what, they're no. useless. Don't
but
know
Bill Gates,
right.
Well, he's a billionaire, so he yeah. must be smart. What a
yeah.
joke. I
yeah.
mean, serious. But
yep.
that's what we're not talking about, folks. That's the thing that we need to start talking about is we need to start holding our governments. The reason we're not talking about it is our government was involved.
Well, first
too.
Of all, how right. is this not a main story? How yeah. are we not tracking the progress of
yeah.
his trial?
Right.
right. Where is he in jail right now? Why is that not top line news? That should be absolutely top line news. Where is he? What's going on with him? And is he going to be arrested? How many years is he going to spend in jail? That should be we should be hearing about it once a week, the update on where this guy is.
Lieber received millions of dollars, allegedly, from the Chinese government yeah. and lied
and,
about it to federal
and
investigators
we should be
and officials at Harvard.
And, by the way, again, you reporters, I know there's only one or two of you.
No.
This is the kind of story that needs to happen, right? As you said, let's follow the money trail. Who else is involved with this? Fauci's involved. Okay, let's talk about it, right? Instead, we're too focused on Dr. Fauci saying, well, you should wear your mask. You shouldn't wear your mask. You know, let's continue to scare the crap out of people. And as long as he's scaring the crap out of people, we'll have him on the TV.
Two other things real quick to talk about, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yep.
The NFL, you can write them off completely. They're done.
Yeah.
I would love it for people.
Disgusting,
to,
by the way.
I would
disgusting.
Really love those. So no one's going back to the stadiums in the NFL. You can't see the NFL in person. That's
yeah.
going to kill
well, a few
their
stadiums are allowing
okay.
some people.
Well, we'll see.
Minimal.
I hope nobody goes. Nobody
yeah.
should go. Let's choke out the NFL from a money standpoint.
You know
Let's choke off their money
about
supply.
That? Let me just comment on that. You know what's really disgusting about that is the NFL really had an opportunity to save face here
yep.
and be a shining star, right?
Yep.
If the NFL, all these entitled brats have to do is stand for the flag, the symbol that actually yep. gives them the right to go out and make millions and millions of dollars by playing football, right?
Yep.
All they needed to do was say, look at, we think the coronavirus is slowing down and ending. Why? Because the CDC is telling us
yep.
we're going to go whatever, half stadium or whatever.
Yep.
We're going to open up. And by the way, everybody's going to stand for the flag and we're going to bring this country back together. They
nope.
had the opportunity to do that.
Nope.
And you know why people don't love these players. They can't stand these players.
Yep.
They know they're overpaid and then they're brats, right? But they did it because it was a hometown feeling, right?
Buffalo
it was
Bills. An escape.
That's my hometown. And it was
turn
an
off
escape.
The news. Turn
yes.
off Corona.
I did that.
Hey, let's watch some football.
And you know what? My daughters got into it, and we
yep.
loved
hockey,
our Buffalo
football.
Bills. We loved their
hockey
Buffalo Sabres.
Hockey's the only thing you can watch
anymore.
And, baseball,
you know,
by the way. Dr. Fauci was in the stands.
Yeah, without a mask.
Without a mask. No
yeah.
They kicked the general manager out
yeah.
this week.
Yeah, yeah.
They're down on the field. He's up in the player's box. Or the owner's box by himself.
Yeah.
And the umpire on the field's going, we'll wait till you get a mask on. They called security, they stopped the game, and they ejected him from
ridiculous.
The stadium.
Ridiculous.
I'm telling you
ridiculous.
What, I would be selling the team. So baseball, you're done.
Yeah.
I don't watch baseball anyways. It's like watching paint dry. So baseball, I think, honest to God, though, what I would love, the best Armageddon or Carmageddon, excuse me, the best Carmageddon that I can think of is for everybody to stop patronizing the NFL, don't watch them on TV, don't go to the games, turn it off,
yeah.
and then when they renegotiate the contracts with these players who make
yeah.
$5 million a year,
it goes in half.
You go, well, you know
yeah.
what? We can't afford that anymore.
No.
We don't have the money, so we have to cut
they
your salaries.
Get it, though, Glenn. They will not get it.
I'm
they
fine.
Will not
Let
get
it go
Democrats
away. I
don't get
less.
It. Democrats do not get it, right? And I've said that for years. When people say, oh, they'll eventually get it, no, they
no,
won't.
No, no,
we
no.
Have
it's
watched,
a mental disorder.
We have watched over the last 50 years them destroy the Buffalo school system, and we've watched the graduation rates go from 90 to 80 to 70 to 60 to now 25%. They do not get it. It is a total mental disorder.
One last thing.
Yeah.
One last thing about the fake media, and we'll wrap this up. I don't know if anybody caught this or not. Of course, you probably won't catch it anywhere. So the Atlantic, the liberal left-wing rag that it is, came out last week with a hit piece on President Trump where they had, six anonymous sources that claimed Trump disparaged our soldiers and made fun of them, right?
How ridiculous is that?
Now, on Sunday, Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg, I wonder what he is, admitted, when I say what he is, a Democrat or Republican, admitted that White House's account of that President Trump's trip to the Cemetery of Fallen World War I soldiers in France in 2018 was modified due to bad weather is probably accurate. However, none of the other part is actually accurate. So
yeah.
I'm sure all those things are true, Goldberg told CNN in an interview
here's
Friday.
Here's what they do, right? They lie, and then the story gets out there,
yeah.
and then they retract it. Nobody
it's the wrap-up smear, Mike.
Yeah.
This is the wrap-up
yeah.
smear.
Yeah.
When asked to respond to evidence, a story he published saying otherwise is false. So he's saying that, no, it's still true, but It may not be totally true now. Yeah. So in the story, Goldberg asserted that multiple senior White House staffers heard President Trump express desire to cancel his visit to the cemetery because it's filled with losers. He didn't cancel because of that. He canceled it because it was pouring rain is why he canceled it.
Yeah, that sounds like President Trump. Give me a break, all right?
So anyway, despite conceding that the cancellations due to weather might be true, Goldberg stood by his story about President Trump's trip to cancel the trip to the cemetery, claiming that the public's interest in this meeting and meeting this information outweigh the ambiguities or the difficulties of anonymous sourcing, and that he will be continuing to make that effort to move this material directly onto the record. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good
because
luck.
Guess what? There were people that were on that plane, that were on that trip,
yeah, but here's the
that
thing.
Said that he didn't say anything like that.
Anybody with a brain in their head knows that that's
and
a
And they
lie.
Didn't come out and say anonymous. They said, but, here's who I am. I was on this trip. I don't think so, right?
Anybody with a brain in their head, let me say this real slowly for you liberals. Anybody with a brain in their head knows Donald Trump would never say that. However, the fact of the matter is most of these liberals are brainless, right? So they'll take this and just run with it, and, you know, that's what they do.
So you have multiple Trump officials saying, I'll go on the record, no problem. Here's my name. Here's who I am. I'll go on the record. Don't need to be anonymous. He never said it. It's totally fiction. And even the editor, the editor of The Atlantic saying, yeah, it might not be totally true.
Well, I hope he sues him
again. But the media
got to continue to sue him, by the way.
It's a wrap
right
up
out
smear.
Of business.
It's
Soon
exactly
right
how Pelosi said it. We put out a smear,
yeah,
and then the media, you all in the media, pick it up and run with it. We use your articles as validation, and we call that a wrap up smear. Remember that?
Yep.
Remember how she said that? That's what this is.
These are the
this
same.
Is Nancy Pelosi's wrap up smear.
These
this
are the
is.
Same people, by the way, that are protesting naked in Rochester over
geniuses.
Daniel Prude's killing. Right?
Geniuses.
So there's some,
well,
what is?
I would
what
say
is,
killing. I would say Daniel Prude's death.
Death.
Because you don't necessarily. I don't think his officers were charged.
No, they shouldn't be.
The guy. I was out naked. It was freezing cold.
Yeah.
I think this was in what? This was in March, right?
And he was spitting, saying, I'm going to give you COVID.
Right.
Spitting and saying, I'm going to give you COVID.
What are you going to do?
And so what the police officer did was put something over his face, like, you know, you Democrats want us to do every second
That's
of
right.
the day, right?
That's
so,
right. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. The lessons to be learned, you know, we talked about the economy, the testing, experimenting. The lesson to be learned, though, if you are worried about the police and having a negative interaction with police, here's the lesson. Don't commit a crime.
Yeah.
It's really simple.
No, very
every
simple.
Every single
Glenn.
One of these folks
so
was in the process of committing a crime.
That's right.
Every one
That's
of them.
Right. And
even
by the way,
Floyd. Now, I'm not saying George Floyd deserved to die, but George Floyd would have not had an interaction with police had he not been in the process of committing a crime.
And here's the best part, Glenn. Most of them have multiple encounters with police because they create... They've done multiple crimes.
Multiple crimes.
Yeah.
Right.
So let me say this. If I play with fire every single day, is there a chance I'm probably going to get burned? The answer is yes, right?
Yeah.
If I never play with fire, there's probably a chance I never will get burned, right? So just actually be a respectful human being to society, right? And you know what? There's a very, 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 very high probability that you won't get hurt by a police officer, right?
But hey,
disgusting.
You Democrats, keep taking people like George Floyd, keep taking the other guy who, you know, the whatever his name was. And
those are your winners.
You know, you keep taking the rapists, the pedophiles, and you keep putting them up on a pedestal saying, this is the symbol to the black community that we want to aspire to.
We'll take Ben Carson as conservatives.
That's right. Exactly. I'll take the Herman Cain, God rest his soul, right?
A few things, just to wrap up here. Stock market, you know, a little bit of a pullback this week or last few trading days. I think a lot of it has been, you know, built up, right? We've got stocks that have, you know, NASDAQ went up about 10 days in a row or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Ridiculous.
So I do think we're overdue for a pullback, and I think, you know, it would be very natural to see us have a 10 or a 15% correction. I will say a lot of this is you know, based on opening the economy, right? And, you know, you've got, you know, some states like New York and California that continue to crack down and continue to cripple restaurants, and it's going to be longer than people think to get this thing back. You've got multiple restaurants and multiple service-oriented businesses that are just saying, look, I can't make it to 2021 anymore, right? So that definitely is a whack on the economy.
Yep.
And I think, you know, the market is sort of pricing in a Donald Trump victory on the positive, but it's up against a wall of how long is it going to take for us to get back to some kind of a normal. I will say, though, that the Republicans have been promising a meals and entertainment tax break. You used to be able to write off If you took a client out for lunch,
well, where are you
going to
go? Where are you going to take them?
Well, but there still is restaurants that are open. And if these folks want if they want any of it to survive, mm-hmm. that has to go through immediately. Not another week, not another 2 weeks, not 2021. It needs to go into effect today.
No, they're not going to do it. The Democrats won't do it. The Democrats are going to point the finger at Trump saying, Trump won't negotiate with us. They're already trying that. Yeah. Trump won't negotiate.
You just want
and Trump nailed it this past week, though. Trump came out and said, listen, I would negotiate with Nancy if she was actually interested in negotiating, but she's not, right? Yeah. So, the Nancy Pelosi and the ilk in the Democrat Party, they dislike the American people. Trump said that yesterday. He's absolutely right about it.
Well, they have to push for a big tax break. In fact, I would even vote to say, look, if you're in the restaurant business, tax-free for a year. We forced you to crush. We crushed your business.
Right.
We did that.
We shut you down.
The government forced you to
the
not
Democrats,
do business,
really.
Right? So that's one thing. And then, of course, the payroll tax cuts. They're talking about taking
fix
it back.
That. What fix
is the
that.
Deal?
What are you doing? You're going to really hurt people if you do that because people are going to spend it. What's the point? Chris Fabian actually did a great interview with one of the local news stations here in Western New York. Chris Fabian is a good friend of ours over EG Tax. And he nailed it. He's like, well, what's the point of giving – the whole idea of giving people money now is to stimulate the economy.
Right.
I'm telling you, don't spend the money because you're going to have to pay it back in January. Right. And that essentially defeats the whole point of giving you the money to begin with.
It's so dumb.
Don't even do it.
If they really wanted to get this economy going, there would be a huge tax break for people who actually pay taxes.
That's right.
It will not benefit the poor in the short term, although it will benefit the poor in the mid to long term because guess what? Business owners are going to use that to create jobs.
Yeah,
that's a big deal. Of course, the Republicans are not fighting for any of this stuff, which is shame on them. They should be, we've said this even when the economy was healthy. They should have been fighting for smaller government, lower taxes.
That's right.
The Trump tax cuts, God bless you, Trump. You've done a lot of good stuff. Those were a joke. We paid higher tax rates.
We talked about this when the economy was at 3%. Lay off government employees now.
Yeah.
Shrink the size of government. The private sector is in dire need of employees.
And still desperate
now,
for it. Still desperate
but
for
now
it.
We're at 8.4% unemployment.
Yeah.
How are people desperate for employees when we're at 8-point-something percent unemployment?
We're paying them to stay at home, Glenn. It's absolutely mind-blowing to me. When I was calling around in the beginning of the year to try to get somebody to help me open my pool, and I couldn't find anybody with 11% unemployment rates at that time, right? Go out and try to find somebody to do concrete work for you, blacktop work.
I got to play this clip.
I got a buddy of mine who actually works for a pool company. He said, Mike, we're 3 years behind now. We're not booking 2 years behind. Sorry. We're booking out. Next year's booked. And you'd be lucky to get in the year later to get your pool in if you want it, right? He goes, but the problem is we can't find enough people to hire.
Right.
How could that be?
How could that be? 8.4. How could that be? Let's get another stimulus check out there because people people need it.
Yeah.
Well, the rioters need it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Honest to God, most other people at this point are looking to go back to work. Let them go back to work.
Yeah, they're out rioting and collecting our money.
I do want to play this. This is huge because this is Kamala Harris. We talked about this earlier. I don't mean to backtrack here, but this is Jesse Kelly just put this out here. We follow him online, and he's absolutely right about this. He writes, Democrats haven't loved a rapist this month since Epstein. Okay, which is true.
Right.
Senator Kamala Harris speaks on meeting with Jacob family, saying they're an incredible family. I have to hear this with my own ears because I just don't even believe that she would say such a thing, but she did. She's amazing. She's proud of him.
Yeah.
Why are you not meeting with the victim's family? The victim, I mean the rape victim.
Right.
Not the guy who was shot in the back while resisting arrest and going for a likely weapon, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The victim, rape victim.
Who has been brought up on criminal charges before.
Shimmy crickets. Yep. Here's Kamala Harris in her own words.
Yeah.
Really wonderful. I mean, they're an incredible family.
Incredible family.
And they just do it with such dignity and grace. And, they're carrying the weight of a lot of voices on their shoulders.
Wow. And what was the message that you shared with him? Thank you.
Let that letter have her door. To express concern for their, well-being and, of course, for their brother and their son's well-being.
You know who's expressing concerns for the well-being. This is a alleged rapist.
Who's carrying the weight on her shoulders? The one he raped.
Wow.
That family's the one who's carrying the weight on their shoulders.
Wow. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Well, he didn't.
Sadly, he wasn't killed.
Yeah, I mean,
sadly, he's paralyzed now. We'll pay for him for the rest of our lives.
Sure. And I'm sure he's going to sue.
The cop should have, before he even went for the car, before he would, you know, okay, he shot him in the back. He wasn't running away, folks.
Right.
He was going into his car either to escape or to receive a weapon.
That police officer, those police officers.
Now, we're going to destroy his life now.
1,000% deserve to go home to their family. This is a dirtbag.
Yep. All right. Until we stand up and fight it, folks. Until we all walk into a restaurant with no masks on and say enough is enough. Until we vote these clowns out of office like Kamala Harris.
Yep.
Don't give her the chance to do this in the country. Don't let them California, our America. Don't let them do that.
Yep.
Just like we say, don't New York our Florida. Right. When we're down in Florida. I say it to people all the time when I'm down there in my Florida home.
Yep.
Don't New York my Florida every time I meet a New Yorker. Right.
Yes.
Do not California my America.
Yeah.
Because America's doing just fine
the way it is. We like geographically most of America not on fire.
That's right.
On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we're the Financial Guys. We'll see you next week. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, subscribe to the bell.
YouTube. Hit the bell. The like button or whatever you need to do on YouTube.
Appreciate it. Not
enough conservative talk out there, folks. So we appreciate any support you can give us. Take care.